In the oration for today's Mass, we read, O God, who by the humility of your Son has raised up a falling world, grant to thy faithful perpetual joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Good Shepherd, that is how our Lord styles himself. A shepherd was a very familiar image to the people to whom he spoke, people in the East, in Palestine. This analogy was very striking for them. Now, for us, the idea of a shepherd is perhaps a bit different, because at least in the United States, we tend to drive things from behind. That is, you think of perhaps cattle, as we drive cattle or sheep and livestock in general. In Palestine, for the shepherds in the East, the Middle East, they actually led their sheep. The sheep had to be well trained for this to work. And it was a practical and really necessary way of doing it, because there are many precipices there. And if you are pushing a large flock of sheep, the odds are great that one of them could fall off a precipice if they are being pushed. And so it was for the safety, the care of the sheep, the shepherd would go before them. He would find safe passages to green pastures. And also, as will happen, some sheep will go astray. They will go off looking curiously into the outer skirts of the land. And when the shepherd notices that, he could call to those sheep. They knew the voice of their master, and they would come to him. They would answer his call and return. And a stranger, the voice of a stranger, these sheep, they were trained so that they would not respond. In fact, they would even fly away if a different voice called to them. And this, all of these things, it is clear how they apply to our Lord. He is the good shepherd of our souls. And he it is that leads us to heaven, the green pasture, the resurrection. And he led the way by the cross. He went first before us, carrying the cross. That is the way to heaven, to our resurrection. Now, our Lord does not only go before us, set us an example, but he accommodates himself to each of us. He, as he tells us himself, will take the sheep upon his shoulders, that is, the stray sheep, because as with sheep, many souls are weak, feeble. They grow weary of life, of virtue, and they would fall away were it not for our Lord's special care, his condescension. And he tells us that if he had 99 sheep, he would leave them all in order to find that one sheep that was lost, and he would proudly carry it upon his shoulders to salvation. He has a special care, a special attention for those sheep that are the weakest, those that would otherwise be lost. Now, for us, I'm thinking in particular of black sheep today. Our Lord is the good shepherd of all those black sheep. Black sheep, you may at first think of perhaps those Catholics, or those who were once Catholics and have fallen away, or have joined a false religion, members of your family. We would rightly say they are black sheep. Now, for them, most often we can do nothing else but pray for them. And of course, prayer is the greatest thing you can do for them, to persevere in prayer. For those who have not gone so far away, yet are still black sheep, in another sense, there is a lot we can do to help them. I'm thinking of those souls who are simply misfits, whether it be in the family or in your community, your any given community. You will always find these certain souls, they are just different. And because they are different, they are usually estranged from the rest, and they are often alone. They find themselves alone and without really anyone to sympathize with them. And that is a cause of great grief, of great sorrow for those souls. It makes hot life very difficult for them. Now, we can never accommodate to someone, a black sheep, if the reason of his distinction is something sinful. We can never accompany someone in sin, of course. But there are many things that do estrange people in the family and whatnot that are accidental. It may just be their way of they may have just defects, or it may be their way of communicating, their way of the things they like and dislike. They are just not the same as our own. And we have, of course, people that we naturally like, and we tend to be with those people. Now, our Lord, again, he is the shepherd of those black sheep. He has a special love for them. And we ought to imitate the good shepherd and make some efforts to go out to those lonely souls, those, as it were, black sheep. Our Lord, he does this through condescension. That is how he lifts up. He was God, the Son of God, and he became man. That is how he redeemed man, to lift man up to God. And that was something unthinkable. He lowered himself even lower than the angels, taking on our nature. But he did that to bring us to heaven. Missionaries, they do this condescension. They do this as well, to a heroic degree. If you think of the North American martyrs, they were all, at least the majority, Frenchmen. Very high culture, Catholic culture, that they were born and raised in. They had fine food, fine housing, and they spoke a beautiful language. It is a nice language. They left all of these things to go to, the United States in order to bring the gospel to those Indians. But they had to leave their housing, their food, all the things they loved. They had to learn a barbaric language, eat barbaric food, grotesque food, and live in the poorest of conditions, and put up with a lot of substandard culture, just the very way the Indians clothed, the way they behaved. And they could not come in and impose everything, all French culture, all at once on these people. That would never work. They had to be very patient and try to sympathize with them in order to, bit by bit, lift them up culturally, but more importantly, to get at them, to listen to them, to the gospel. That was the only reason, really, of coming to this country. That was their mission, to bring them the gospel. Everything else takes second place, and it will fall into place eventually. And they were successful. We know that today. But imagine if they had not practiced any condescension, if they somehow, if possible, brought their housing with them, their nice houses, their nice food. They had a supply of food that would last them all their stay here. And so there they are in this settlement among the Indians in order to preach to them, but they have their own house, their own food, and they do not speak the Indian language. They speak their own language, which they love. Well, of course, No Indian would understand them. No Indian would care to even give them attention because they would be seen as intruders. And really, no, they had no love for these Indians, if you think of it. The condescension is very important in order to connect with people, in order to help lift them up. Now, we can imitate the Good Shepherd today. I'm sure all of you know at least some black sheep, whether it be in your family, your a child, one of your children, or a sibling. You can practice this condescension. Try to bring joy to that person's life in order to make life easier, but also so that he can practice his faith with greater facility, because joy and happiness are very important in order to be a good Catholic. It helps us to persevere. And when we have joy, we do things well. When we are very sad, we do not do so well. Saint Therese gives us an example of how this can work. So she was in a Carmelite in a convent, a closed convent with about 14 nuns. You see the same people every day. She had a few sisters, blood sisters, with her. And of course, she loved to talk to them. She got along very well with them. Now, there was a certain nun whom no one in the convent really wanted to be with. She was very unlikable, naturally speaking. And so she was pretty much always alone for recreation times. Saint Therese, when she noticed that, well, she left her sisters, the conversation that she enjoyed, in order to spend that time with this nun, to try to get to know her, to try to be a friend to her. And it was difficult at first, and she kind of jokes about it even in her book, her autobiography, but she learned to be creative and to try to find ways to really sympathize with this person. And she did so well in the end that this nun one day was with a lot of surprise. She asked Saint Therese, "What do you see in me? Why do you love me so much?" Saint Therese, she laughed to herself because she knew, naturally speaking, she detested this person. But for the love of God, for the love of her soul, which was purchased by God, she endured all of that. She forgot about all of that. She forgot about her own likes and dislikes. And so she encouraged this nun. We can do that ourselves. And it's necessary at first and foremost, that we forego at least some of that conversation with the people we like, naturally, in order to make time for those people whom we would rather stay away from. Those people who are just maybe odd or different and are hard to talk to. If they're alone, they need somebody to help them. And we can do that. We can set aside our personal likes and dislikes and opinions when they are not of the faith, when they don't matter. Most things in life don't really matter that much. And we can set them aside, at least for a time, to help out somebody. And that way, we are like the Good Shepherd. We leave the 99 sheep, that is our own, to seek that one black sheep, the lost sheep. Maybe not lost entirely, but he would be lost, perhaps, if we did not encourage him. Think about that. I am the Good Shepherd, our Lord says, and other sheep I have that are not yet of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.